DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. European Union leaders have reached a landmark deal giving the European Central Bank new powers to supervise banks. After 14 hours of talks, Europe's finance ministers forged a deal in Brussels which will see the ECB in a single supervisory role. The deal gives the ECB the power to police the EU's biggest banks and intervene in struggling smaller banks. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said the deal is a crucial and substantive step towards the completion of a banking union. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi has been quoted in the Financial Times saying the EU needs to quickly push through the next phase of its banking union following the agreement on the first stage towards a more pooled sovereignty. The next phase of creating a full banking union would require an agreement on a common resolution authority to oversee the orderly winding down of insolvent lenders. The ECB expects to take a year to prepare itself to assume responsibility for supervising lenders with assets of more than 30 billion euros. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has told the Bundestag, that's the lower house of parliament in Berlin, that the EU's efforts to stabilize the bloc's economy shouldn't be underestimated. She also said that she hoped more measures would be set in motion at the Brussels summit so the EU can increase its competitiveness in the world economy. Merkel made the comments after welcoming the ECB banking union deal. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist organization that governs the Gaza Strip, has staged a rally in the West Bank, the territory of rival political group Fatah. Thousands of Hamas supporters waved green flags in the northern city of Nablus to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the organization's foundation. It was the first rally the group has staged in the West Bank since the ruling Palestinian Authority, controlled by Fatah, banned Hamas demonstrations in June 2007. The rally came as the two groups make their first steps towards reconciliation since Hamas took up arms against Fatah forces and seized the Gaza Strip from the Palestinian Authority. Syria's rebel leadership and the United States are urging Russia to help push Syrian President Bashar Assad into ceding power and end the fighting around the capital Damascus. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov is reported to have said that President Bashar Assad's forces are losing territory. It's the first time a senior Russian official has publicly said they can't rule out victory by the Syrian opposition. Moscow is one of Syria's major allies. Bogdanov also said that Moscow is making plans for a possible evacuation of thousands of Russian citizens in Syria. A U.S. State Department spokesman said the main question now was whether the Russian government would work with Syria's opposition and their international supporters towards a smooth democratic transition for the country. Israel's military is looking into allegations that Israeli soldiers assaulted two Reuters cameramen in Hebron. The cameramen said a foot patrol stopped their car near a checkpoint where an Israeli guard had shot dead a Palestinian teenager. They said their car was clearly marked TV and they were both wearing blue flak jackets with press written on the front. The cameramen say the soldiers accused them of working for an Israeli NGO which documents human rights violations in the occupied West Bank. The soldiers forced them to leave the vehicle, punched them and struck them with the butts of their guns before spraying them in with tear gas. Israel's military said it took the allegations seriously but offered no explanation for the assault. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled in favour of a German man who was kidnapped in Macedonia and later held in a secret CIA prison in Afghanistan. Macedonia's government has been ordered to pay €60,000 damages. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.